My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hi, everyone. I'm Rachel Zoe, and you're listening to Climbing in Heels for your weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and of course, fun. This week, I attended the Daily Front Row Fashion Los Angeles Awards. It was the most beautiful evening, honoring some of the best and brightest talent in the fashion industry. So I wanted to give you a little sneak peek inside of the event. There were some incredible looks, and some of your favorite celebs were in attendance. So let's get right into it.
Hello, Rachel Zoe.
Hello.
How has your week been?
I'm very sleepy.
I know.
I need to interview a sleep specialist.
Yeah.
But I'm just not going to do it. That's the thing. I'm going to get all the advice in the world. I know all the things. You're not supposed to be on your phone. You're supposed to shut down any electronic for at least an hour before bed, even 2 hours. And there's like rituals. I mean, the only thing I do that tracks is I drink chamomile tea before bed.
Yeah, but that's about the only good habit.
Casey this morning was like, you sound a little better today. Did you sleep? I'm like 1:30. She's like, on a Tuesday? Cool. I was like, yeah, but the two nights before it was 3:30. I think until May 13th, this is my jam.
And yeah.
I'm just going to take what I can get.
I would have like bloodshot eyes. Speaking of like sounding bad.
I don't look very good right
my,
now.
My like allergy sinuses are like fully rearing their head.
Babe, I mean, my kids have been sneezing. My throat is.
I know.
I
didn't even go to Coachella or Stagecoach.
I feel like I've been in the desert.
I know. I think everything, LA finally stopped raining every other day, and I think everything went into bloom.
Super bloom.
Yeah.
Not into it.
And us allergy sufferers.
I'm into it because it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And lush. My roses are crushing right now.
And Roger's throat is aching.
Yeah.
Okay, a few things that are going on before we jump into talking about the Daily Front Row Fashion Los Angeles Awards, which you attended on Sunday.
With you.
You're
my date.
You brought me as your plus one, which was so exciting.
Yep.
Some things happening in the fashion world. Did you by chance see the Ralph Lauren fall holiday?
I honestly show? Did not see all of it. Mm-hmm. I did see Christy Turlington.
Yes.
Walking.
I was going to say, your buddy opened the show.
She's so magical.
Looking gorgeous.
Yep.
To a Billy Joel song.
Yes.
I know.
It's all the elements that would make a Rachel Zoe favorite fashion show.
Yes.
But the clothes looked incredible. I mean, again, it's Ralph Lauren, so iconic, so true to the aesthetic of the brand.
I think
he walked out with Ricky at the end.
Always.
Gave a little wave. It's just very endearing to see a legendary designer still like at the top of their game.
Yeah.
Like truly, I mean, at the top.
It's, I have to say, it's pretty incredible because I have to say, like, I would argue that being a fashion designer is up there in the top five most difficult professions one could ever choose.
Uh-huh.
And it is not for the faint of heart. It is not, it is so difficult.
Yeah.
It used to be somewhat formulaic. There was a way that you knew how to win at the game.
Mm-hmm.
And now none of those rules apply anymore.
Right.
None. And right
the
when
fashion
they
calendar as a business is all over the place now. Yeah.
And no one stays on calendar. Like when I started, there was pretty much nobody that would show off a calendar. Because it was dictated, it was solely dependent on when the buyers and the fashion editors and stylists were coming in for the shows.
Right.
And that it was predicated solely on that. And now, because of the internet, it literally doesn't matter when anyone shows, and deliveries take obviously much shorter.
Yep.
People do drops. Like the method in which you even deliver clothes to the stores is different. So yes, to not tangent, the entire fashion calendar has kind of gone out, you know, out the window for the most part.
Sure.
See, like Marc Jacobs does not show during Fashion Week.
Right.
He shows like 2 weeks before or a week before.
Yeah.
But honestly, the show is quintessential Ralph Lauren.
It's so beautiful.
It is true to his American, I mean, I think he's the definition of American luxury. And I think, you know, he always does some beading, a little sparkle at the end, always like gorgeous, like hammered satin slip dresses with like beautiful cashmere sweaters and cowboy hats and, you know, and
I
always
love like the silk skirt with like the like yummy cashmere. It's so beautiful.
It never gets old, does it?
It doesn't. It doesn't get old.
It's so gorgeous. And I think, you know, truthfully, when you think of American luxury, it's like, it's this.
It is.
And it's really just like, I think of all the Ralph Lauren shows that I've attended in my life. And truthfully, like if I had to reimagine, it would probably look like the one he showed in New York yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, there's a little bit of like suede bomber jackets and suiting. And what I do love about Ralph is that for as long as I can remember, he was showing women in suits and tuxedos on the runway, not just commercially. And I love that because I think for him, he just really celebrates women and knows like women are powerful and they should show their power. And when they're in a room, they too should be in a suit.
Yep.
And, you know, I think Diane Keaton like almost exclusively wears Ralph Lauren.
I mean, yeah, she looks amazing. I mean, I think like her character, Annie Hall, is like so iconic and so her.
Yes.
Like it's almost like you can't differentiate between the two.
No, it's true.
But yeah,
true.
I think the suiting is always beautiful. His use of denim in an elevated way is like the most iconic, you know.
And don't be wrong. Don't get me wrong. It's expensive.
Yep. Dollar signs. but then at the end of the show, he came out with his wife, Ricky. And
always.
Ricky, how long have they been married? Do you even know?
Long before I was
like
here.
A very long time.
Like I'm pretty sure up really there with my parents' age.
Yeah.
Time that they've been married. I mean, definitely up there. And she's so beautiful and
she
elegant.
Beautiful.
And like, I just always picture them like, they, like he walks out on stage, but I kind of always see him like on a horse.
Yeah.
To me, Ralph is on a horse.
Yeah. 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 But or like leaning on a fence next to a horse.
Yes. And the thing about Ralph Lauren, I do want to touch on this because it really does relate very much to climbing in heels. I think Ralph Lauren, when I think of American luxury and all my younger friends that are designers or aspiring designers, the first thing they say when I talk to them for the first time, who are your heroes? Ralph Lauren. Ralph Lauren. Ralph Lauren.
Yep.
Ralph Lauren.
Yep.
Because Ralph Lauren, and I think probably in Italy, the designers probably say Giorgio Armani, you know, because I think that he is the depiction of literally American luxury. But beyond American luxury, he's the American dream.
Yes.
And I think like he started as a tie salesman on a street corner in Manhattan and, you know, was not a trained designer.
Right.
But
there's a beautiful documentary about him.
Oh my God, it's so good.
It is very good.
It's so good.
If you guys are interested, you should watch it.
Oh, I hosted the premiere of that.
His story is really incredible too. It is the American dream, which is incredible. Okay. In other fashion news.
Yes.
You attended the Daily Front Row Los Angeles Fashion Awards.
I did.
The 8th annual Daily Front Row Awards. And let's get into it. I want to start with by your look. What were you wearing?
I was wearing a dress by my very dear friend, one of my loves who I've known my entire career, Jean-Baptiste Valli. And if you have not heard of Jean-Baptiste Valli, you must, because he truly is one of the most brilliant designers out there.
Yep.
Who makes the most dreamy, fantasy, magical gowns ever. He shows couture every season. He used to be creative director of Ungaro and then his own label, and has been doing that for 20 years. And he's incredible. He dresses all sorts of royalty.
Yep.
I'm very lowbrow for him. I wear a lot of Jean-Baptiste. I typically find myself in Oscar de la Renta or Jean-Baptiste, because they have a sort of vintagey 70s, but also feminine, but glamorous with a bit of an edge, usually metallics. There's feathers, there's sequins, there's glamour.
There's glamour in it.
There's glamour.
Still. Yeah.
There's glamour.
It's not sleek and minimal.
No.
And modern.
No.
It's very glamorous.
Yes.
And there's a touch of something like retro.
And why not on a Sunday get in full gold lamé? Why not?
Full gold lamé.
Why not?
You looked stunning.
Oh, thanks, Sam.
Beautiful. You ran into some friends while you were there.
You know, the fun thing for me about going to something like the Daily Front Row is I definitely was at the first one. I think I've been at a few of them in between. But what's so nice is, you know, having come up in this industry, you know, it's only over the last few years that the talent behind the scenes is celebrated and honored.
Yeah.
And I think for me to be able to watch, you know, these sort of newer talents, I mean, legendary, iconic talents like Bob Mackie, but Adir Abergé, who is one of the very first hairstylists that I worked with one of my very first celebrity clients over 20 years ago. And we collaborated. I probably collaborated more with Adir than any other hairstylist in my career. And we've remained friends forever. And I think, like, watching him winning so many awards, and for those of you that have not heard of him, he literally is transformative in women's lives, from Nicole Kidman, Charlize Theron,
Kristen Stewart,
Marianne Cotillard, Anne Hathaway.
You name it.
You name it. And but the thing is, you know, it's funny, Jennifer Garner was presenting him with the award, and the way she spoke about him was so right on, because Adir and I would literally, when we were doing a look for whether it was Anne Hathaway or Jen Garner, whomever we were working with, Keira Knightley, we literally would talk about it for weeks.
Yeah.
And we would have tear sheets, and we would have meetings, and we would like... And then Jen would come in and be like, what are you crazy people talking about? I just made biscotti.
Right.
Like, she's like, you. And so I think for me to have that experience with someone who cared as much as I did was so inspiring and fun for me.
Yes.
Because you don't feel alone on an island. And so to see Adir still doing that, and the way that he does it, and the way that he cares.
Yeah.
It's unreal. What he has done for Kristen Stewart.
I know.
Because he can take a woman with literally almost like a shaved head.
Yeah.
And somehow.
And make it somehow.
Make 19 hairstyles
very
out of
cool
it.
Very cool and very elevated. I know. He's incredible.
So it's a gift.
It's nice too. I think you calling to mind his willingness to collaborate, I think, is something that was a standout when Jennifer was talking about him and his work. It's like he's. Yes. Very involved, as you mentioned, but also very, very collaborative with a stylist and with a makeup artist to create a sort of uniformed story.
100%.
For an actor, which is really, really cool. He was amazing. Well, we can't talk about the awards on Sunday without talking about Doja Cat.
Yeah, Doja Cat was really cool. And her stylist did like chic bedroom loungewear with like a sleep eye mask up in his hair and like silk short PJs. It was a look. And then Doja Cat was wearing a massive like mink coat to the floor. Yep. I'm going to assume it was faux. And what was under it? Like I think a bodysuit?
No, she was wearing tights. And she had like briefs and a bralette.
Right.
That's what it looked like.
So she was sort of bare. They did this sort of lingerie PJ vibe. And luggage, by the way.
She was carrying like a vintage
she
suitcase.
She literally was carrying two massive vintage suitcases. And I remember because we were sitting like a few seats over and I'm like, did someone bring luggage? Like, is someone getting on a plane after the show?
Oh, that's funny.
And then she went up and gave a really funny speech. But again, like
Brett.
I think a relationship between a stylist and an artist should never be underestimated or underappreciated.
Right.
Because it is so intimate.
Yes. And he won music stylist of the year.
He won music stylist of the year. Brett. And he was so sweet. He actually gave me a shout out up on stage. He was a love. But he was hilarious. I mean, the whole night was really funny and endearing. I love shows like that because it's not so uptight and serious and structured. And I think when you do a show that's celebrating creative people, you can't put too much structure around it.
No.
You know. And they were great. They were a great dynamic duo. And I have so much love and appreciation for the relationship, a great relationship between an artist and a stylist.
Totally. It was really fun to see them. You also bumped into Lisa Rinna.
Yes.
Lisa Rinna. I don't think you've seen Lisa in a minute, right?
Well, I did. I've actually seen her quite a bit because she is out and about with her daughter constantly,
right.
Amelia and Hamlin. And she... You know, it's wild. Like, I've known her girls since they were very little.
I mean, I think the girls came with Lisa to one of our events before. Yes. I don't remember what it was.
She walked in one of my shows.
That's what it was. Long ago. Oh, my gosh.
Like in 18, I want to say.
That's right.
18, pre-COVID.
And for
it's
the
like
listeners,
everything pre-COVID is like a blur.
I know. Amelia Gray won Model of the Year
at
Daily Front Row.
Yes,
so Lisa and Harry were there.
Her speech was so cute.
And
Katie Grand, another legend in my life and career, presented Amelia with Model of the Year. And Katie Grand, for those of you that don't know, is iconic. She is responsible for discovering countless talent in the fashion world. She is the creative force and partner who has worked alongside Marc Jacobs for as long as I know him. She styled every one of his shows for Marc. I mean, she's a force. She has her own magazines in the UK. She is creative directed.
I was going to say, where did she start her career? Do you know? Was she a fashion editor?
I want to see British Vogue, but it was definitely like, she's really cool.
Yeah.
She's like, now she has like the Perfect magazine. Before that, it was like, I mean, I know everything she's ever done. I mean, like, she's a force.
And basically, Amelia was saying to her when she got the award,
you
really were the person who made her career turn a corner.
Correct.
To massive success.
Correct. And by the way, I'd like to note that there are people in fashion who have that power of really, like, finding talent and discovering them. It was Love Magazine. I was
Love
like blanking.
Magazine.
Love Magazine.
Yeah, okay.
Which was one of my favorites. She shot me for it a few times. But she is someone who takes chances. She is someone who, pardon my French, but doesn't give fuck all what people think, what people say. She doesn't get caught up in the nonsense ever. She was always nice to me. Best friends with Marc Jacobs and always was his like creative partner in his shows, and they're very like-minded. And
it was cool to get to meet her.
She's amazing.
She
was funny on stage.
Oh, she's so funny.
But similar to like Karine Reutfeld, who was the editor of French Vogue for many years, certain people, and she had put, I believe, Kim Kardashian on the cover of French Vogue, and she was the first person to put Kim in fashion.
Wow.
Yeah. And say, she's no joke.
Yeah.
You know, if I remember correctly, because it was like a huge deal.
Right.
You know?
Yep. And then Kim, I think, was on the cover of American Vogue with Kanye at the time.
Yes.
Yeah. But I'm sure Yeah, I think French Vogue did come first.
I'm almost positive Carrion put her on the cover first. Yeah. And everyone was like, whoa.
Oh my gosh.
What?
What are you doing? What are you thinking?
Like the queen of fashion.
Yeah.
Is putting pop culture.
Right on the front cover. Yeah. Well, speaking of everyone's favorite Kardashian, Kris Jenner was there.
The queen.
And I hate to tell our listeners, I wasn't quite close enough to eavesdrop on your conversation. I was kind of like, you know, standing back, googly-eyed at all the other amazing people there. But what did you and Kris talk about?
When it comes to ensuring your company has top-notch security practices, things can get complicated fast. Vanta automates compliance for ISO 27001 SOC 2 and more, saving you time and money. Unify your security program management and streamline security reviews with AI-powered security questionnaires. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, FlowHealth, and Quora use Vanta to build trust and improve security in real time. Access Vanta's free suite of resources to scale your governance, risk, and compliance program at vanta.com/special. That's vanta.com/special.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com. One place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com. LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com. One place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area.
Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I don't know.
Because you were chatty.
You know what? Chris and I are friends for so long.
Yeah.
I have always adored her. I have always loved her. I have always respected her. She's always been funny as F.
Yeah.
She is such a good friend.
Yes.
Like, to all who are lucky enough to be in Chris's orbit, she's everything that you dream Kris Jenner to be. And long before she was Kris Jenner, she was this person.
Yeah.
And she's just a very kind, caring, loyal, beyond loyal.
Mm-hmm.
And funny. Like, she's just all the things.
Yeah.
And, you know, we share a very dear mutual friend, Dee Hilfiger.
Yeah.
Who also
friend of the
magical
pod.
Angel, married to Tommy Hilfiger. And, you know, I think, I don't know. She's just a real, like, girl's girl. She just is amazing. And I think, so every time I see her, it's just safe. It's comfortable. We just catch up and,
yep.
You know, we just shoot the chisel.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, between the two of you, you certainly have enough kids to talk about. Right. So.
She has more and kids grandkids. Than grandkids.
Oh my gosh. Her grandkid count is really high.
What is she on now. 10?
God, I don't even know. We'd have to count. But it's, she's got a lot of, she's busy. She's got a lot of grandkids.
My favorite fun fact about Kris, actually, is every post she does, because poor Kris, she has so many grandchildren and so many children that at least 3 times a week, she's doing a birthday post to a kid or a grandchild.
I thought that too. I'm like, the birthday calendar must be crazy.
And she's so sweet. She even posts for exes of her daughters.
Yeah.
And so, and then plus all of her girlfriends.
Yeah.
So, and I find what's so endearing about her is she still posts a little bit like a tween.
Yeah.
She'll say, you're the best friend, sister, mother, daughter, like, you know, like aunt.
Right.
She'll list out like comma, 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 comma.
Yeah.
And she's just like, and I'm so blessed. And you know that she means every word.
Totally.
And, like, to me, that's one of, like, the most endearing and one of the things I just truly love most about her.
Yeah.
I don't know. And she looks damn good.
I was going to say, she also looked gorgeous. She looks
She really does. Great. She looks absolutely flawless.
And why don't you tell everybody why Kris was there? Who was she awarding?
Oh,
speaking Kris of it's good Queens. To be Kris's friend.
Yeah. She was awarding one of her very best friends, Anastasia Soiree.
Mm-hmm. Who is?
Who is the number one. The number one eyebrow artist.
Yep.
But she actually was winning, I believe, Entrepreneur of the Year. No.
It was a beauty award.
It was a beauty award. Beauty Entrepreneur. I don't know. Beauty Brand of the Year, I think it was.
Right. Yeah.
But Anastasia really has lived the American dream. She is a force, if I have ever known one. When I moved to LA in 2003 And I started working with some of the biggest actresses in Hollywood and actors. And now actually the technical term is actor.
Actor.
Actors.
Actor.
Female or male. They would not go to a big event without the very first person they saw being Anastasia.
Right.
Because she made their brows epically more amazing. And she really chose something niche, but something brilliant. And to be honest, in the world of beauty we're living in, eyebrows probably take precedence over like lashes at this point.
I mean,
like,
eyebrows are such a thing
because
now.
They change your face.
Right.
And they literally change your face.
Was the like beauty pioneer to go, I'm going to pick this one, this one part of a beauty routine and just be the best at it. But she did.
Babe, that's.
And her business has exploded into a million other things.
But even beyond that, like, I'm not kidding when I met, like, how I met her in the early 2000s was she would literally get a ride from someone, I want to say it's her daughter, but she would go from house to house starting at 7 in the morning.
Wow.
And do the brows of every one of my clients and beyond, because no one could start anything unless the brows were Anastasia. And that was how I met her. It was the most mind-blowing thing. And then she unearthed her cosmetic line.
Yeah.
And it has absolutely exploded to monumental, like monstrous proportions. She literally, she has one of the biggest beauty brands in the world.
Yeah.
She has like a multi-billion dollar brand. And it's so crazy. She's a true success story. And again, similar to Chris, and it makes sense why they're so close. She is insanely loyal and she is a girl's girl and she is the American dream. She works. It's like what Roger always says when people ask why I was successful over other stylists, and Roger always says she outworked everybody. I would say that about Anastasia. I would say it about Kris Jenner.
Yep.
I would say that.
A day or two.
And Anastasia, she hustled. She worked. She literally came to this country, what did she say, at 15 or something with nothing.
Yeah.
So, you know.
English was her second language. She learned English. You know, she's incredible. She very deserving of her award.
So nice to see these people win.
An amazing success story. Speaking of hard workers, you were called upon to present an award to a stylist named Erin Walsh.
Yep.
And she won Style Curator of the Year.
Yep.
So tell us a little bit about Erin.
Well, Erin is a sweetheart.
Yes, she is.
We share an agent, and Erin, funny enough, had, like, we had met each other a couple times over the years in passing.
Yep.
But I didn't really know her at all. I remember her coming up to me being very timid years ago, like pre-COVID, and she was super sweet. And then we sat next to each other at the Fashion Trust dinner a year ago, and she literally for the whole night just was like, I've watched you, I've looked up to you. You know, she couldn't have been more gracious and kind about, you know, I guess just how she has looked at my career and admired and whatever, but like just so gracious and so sweet.
Yep.
And I just remember leaving that night going, what a sweetheart, like an angel. And I think for me, coming off so much like so many vindictive people in this industry, I think when I meet genuinely kind people, you're like, it's like that person, like when I moved to LA and I walked into a supermarket and they started packing my bags and I was like,
what's going on?
I was like questioning it. I was confused. But Erin is a love. And so now we've become friendly and she's a doll. And she reached out to me about presenting her this award. And so I said yes, because I just felt I couldn't say no. Because I feel, you know.
And Erin, not to cut you off, but Erin is also very, very successful and working with a ton of clients like you did. And also
has three children.
Has three little, little ones.
Little.
Which is
nine,
is no,
five, and two.
Right. Which can, it's no joke. I mean, that's a lot on her plate.
And that's why when I presented to her, where I went to in my head with my speech was, it's, you see the highlight reel of being a stylist.
Yep.
But the work and the hours and the dedication and what you miss.
The sacrifice.
The sacrifice is real, you know? Mm-hmm. And I don't think that should ever be underestimated and underappreciated, honestly.
Yeah.
I think especially when you have children. Yeah. Because these stylists are leaving their kids.
Yep.
And it's not easy. It's not easy to ever leave your kids. But I think stylist hours are not working hours.
No.
They're any hour.
Yeah.
They're all hours.
It's quite opposite from a typical 9-to-5, mm-hmm. you might say. But yeah, no, talking about a deserving, very deserving stylist and a very hardworking stylist. I mean, she got on a red eye and flew to New York right after the award uh-huh. show to be with a client for a press day. So, I mean, she's in the grind.
Yep.
In the grind, working hard.
Yep.
Well, I want to talk about a very important figure in fashion that won the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Oh, my God.
Stylist La Roche presented him with the Lifetime Achievement Award to Bob Mackie.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was crazy. They, so also for our listeners, there's going to be a Bob Mackie documentary coming out. They didn't tell us the date.
No.
Because I don't think they've finished it quite yet. Right. But they basically played for everybody in the audience like a little 3-minute sizzle teaser mm-hmm. of the documentary. And it looks insane.
Yeah, it looks so good.
So tell us about Bob Mackie from your lens.
I mean, Bob Mackie is, he's just unreal. I mean, Bob Mackie is like, what do you think of when someone says Bob Mackie? Cher.
Cher, yeah.
I also think of Goldie Hawn.
Yeah.
Because she has worn a ton of Bob Mackie. I think of Carol Burnett.
Yeah.
I think of
Dolly Parton myself.
Dolly Parton. I mean, you just think of the absolute pinnacle of glamour and sparkle
and like skin icons.
Yeah. And icons. And I think, listen, for me, when I think of like standout star talent and designers, I think about designers that love women.
Yeah.
Designers that hold women in a place of almost like royalty in a way where it's sort of like, you know, who's like the, honestly, like Michael Kors. Mm-hmm. Like Michael Kors, if you talk to him, he loves women.
Right.
Like, he, meaning he wants them to look and feel their best at any age, of any body type, of any style. Michael has a gift to make an 85-year-old woman feel as magical and glamorous as that 25-year-old woman.
Yes.
And so there's always an appreciation I have for designers that you can clearly see do this because they admire and hold women in a special place that they feel they should be on this pedestal of this sort of power and a sort of a sense of sort of regalness.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean royalty. It just means she could be wearing that cashmere turtleneck and a pair of trousers.
Right.
Like in the world of Ralph Lauren.
Totally.
Right? But she's everything. And she should feel like she's everything. And she's first, not second. And so with Bob Mackie, you can tell that he's obsessed with women dressing up.
Yeah.
And he talked about that. And he talked about the fact that as a society, how important it is to still have a culture in some way that wants to dress up.
Yes.
And that is how I feel. And that is how I live and probably why I love Europe so much mm-hmm. because people still dress up.
Right.
And LA is a very casual place where you can get away with wearing a pair of polished jeans and like a blazer to a black tie.
Yeah.
You could. You
totally.
Could. It wouldn't be the dream, but you could.
Yeah. Some have tried.
Some have tried. And so I think, you know, I think listening to Bob Mackie like speak about it was beyond.
Really cool. Really, really iconic and very, very cool. Do you own some Bob Mackies?
Yes. I own several Bob Mackies. Not enough.
I'm trying to picture.
I'd like to own more.
Sure, wouldn't we all?
The one that you loved the most, I wore to the InStyle Awards. Long sleeve, comes to the ankle, gold, white, and silver.
Yes.
With like a mock neck. I wore it to InStyle Awards. Yes,
that's beautiful.
I love it. Is it heavy? Much. Yeah, very heavy. His dresses are like
That's wearing. What I was going to say too. And also like shout out to Cher, Diana Ross.
Yes, let's all not these forget women the queen. Who are
on stage performing, bouncing around, jumping around in these super heavy
yes.
garments.
They are so heavy. And in Cher's case, a headpiece.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. The iconic Cher Academy Awards. It's like black feather headpiece, open midriff, of course, black sequin top, long skirt. That's in the documentary. That was in the little teaser that they showed us, that moment, which is incredible. But I just think it's amazing that Bob Mackie has a career that has literally run the test of time, from amazing, legendary performer, entertainer, comedian Carol Burnett to Miley Cyrus literally just wore Bob Mackie crushed at it. The Grammys.
That was amazing.
For her performance. Mm-hmm. So it's like this man and his talent is truly timeless. And,
agreed.
And there's literally something for every generation.
Agreed.
Which is just really unheard of these days. I think.
And I hope it continues. Like, I hope that his archives, you know, he obviously opened up his archives for this film.
Yes.
And for Zendaya.
Yes.
And for Miley. And, I think she still so wants beautiful. To be seen.
Yeah.
God bless.
What do you feel about changing gears here? La Roche is obviously styling Zendaya. Mm-hmm. And she's on this major press tour for a movie called Challengers, mm-hmm. which is about a professional tennis player. Mm-hmm. So everyone is sort of gearing up for, like, Barbie core, tennis core. will we be seeing Rachel Zoe in any tennis core this spring?
No. No, you won't. But you might spandex? See me with a tennis racket with my kids.
No, sweater tied around your...
Sure. Sure.
Around your neck?
Sure. Fun fact, I was a tennis player and won all sorts of trophies as a tennis player. Until I was 15.
What happened at 15?
I had a boyfriend.
Gone were sports.
I met the love of my life. I quit piano, art,
the love of your
and
life.
Tennis.
Hush your mouth. Roger, don't listen to this episode.
Oh, right.
How Sorry. Could you?
The love of my, the first love there of you my
go.
Life.
There you go. Yes. So you forgot the tennis racket. But what, did, I mean, it's okay. So what did you wear to play tennis then in your teens?
I think I was wearing a lot of Fila.
Were you?
Like, I think I was like in a full look.
Yeah, like a tennis skirt or a tennis dress?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was into it.
So you can tennis core, but will you?
I can, but I think now, unless I have a racket in my hand, I most definitely, the last time I was on a court, which I think was this summer, I was in a wedge. I was in like a YSL wedge shoe with a captain.
You are
going
to snap an ankle.
100% I'm going to be on the ground.
No, you can't
But you
do
know,
that.
Caius asked me to hit with him and there was no way I was saying no.
Right. I mean, yeah, you want to participate with the kids, but maybe take the wedges off next time.
Yeah. But that court is hot, man. I got to bring a sneaker.
We got to figure out a sneaker for you. I know. It's like saying bad words to you.
I feel very flat. No. They're very flat.
Yeah. What's any more tea that you have about the award show? Is there any other good goss?
I mean, it was, you know, I thought listening to Amelia was really funny.
Yeah.
Because I think she was taking humor in herself. Like, I've never won an award.
Yeah.
So this is a first. Uh-huh. And then...
Jen Garner's speech was also really funny.
I mean, listen, Jen is, you know, I've known Jen 21 years now. Mm-hmm. And from the day I met her, I laughed so hard. And people in interviews would just be like, what's a fun fact? Or what's the thing we don't know about Jen Garner? And I'm like, she is inarguably the funniest person I know.
Yeah.
She is the funniest person I know. And she got on stage and delivered that speech as if she was doing it a comedy sketch. But like she was speaking from her heart, you know? So wonderful. Jen was amazing.
Oh, we have to say the show was emceed by an Australian comedian, Celeste Barber.
She's hilarious.
She's so funny. I've been following her on Instagram for so long.
She made out with Tom Ford.
And she did. And she reminded everybody of that. She played a video of a funny little skit she did with Tom Ford to start the evening. And she's hilarious. So if you don't know of Celeste Barber or follow her, you should, because she's epically funny.
I want to make out and with
her,
Tom Ford.
And her career is just like skyrocketed.
Why can't I make out with Tom
Ford? I know. I wish Tom Ford would have been there. That would have been Bob Mackie and Tom Ford in the same room might have mm-hmm. combusted. Mm-hmm. Too much greatness.
He's living his best life. He sold his company. He deserves it. Yeah. He deserves to live his best life right now.
Right off into the sunset. Even though he never will. He's going to keep.
No, he's a Virgo. It's a disease.
And on that note, we'll wrap it up. But thanks for listening. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Also, let us know. I think it would be so fun if you guys would DM us what guests you would love me to interview. Mm-hmm. That would be great. I would love to hear that.
Yeah. Keep the guest suggestions coming because we have a few things in the pipeline that I won't spoil now, but we'd love to hear what you guys want to hear. So we'll talk to you soon.
Until next week.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for listening to Climbing in Heels. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the iHeart app, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss a single episode this season. And be sure to follow me on Instagram at Rachel Zoe and the show on at Climbing in Heels Pod for the latest episodes and updates. I will talk to you soon. Mwah.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.